Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looked so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young singer, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked.
That's right.
And it don't grow on trees. That's right, y'all.
Sing it.
I love that song, and it is Thursday night, so I can cuss now. Yeah, I totally like busted out with a bitches this morning, and I totally didn't mean to.
Yeah,
it was Thursday. I thought I could cuss. I don't know. Anyway, hi guys. It is Thursday, June 23rd, 2011, and it's another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. I'm tired, but that's okay though.
I'm not. It's a party up in this piece.
You are too hyper for all of us. I'm Snow White. It's very good to see you or see you. It's very good to have you guys on the line if you're listening. And if you're not, we hope you download this later. And if you don't, well, you can just kiss my ass. All right, my bestie friend in the whole world, Ms. Corey / Gamanatrix, is up in the hizzle also. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
What are you all wearing?
Pants and a t-shirt.
That is not sexy. Mm.
You asked. I'm being honest, you know.
I want it sexy.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say something really bad, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have no panties on, if that works. Yeah.
Oh, baby!
You know, I try every week.
You're the one who started it. All right. Master Blaster, are you here also, sir?
I am here with you this evening.
Yay. Are you
and
going
I heard to... what you just had to say, and I'm going to need to be excused the rest of this broadcast.
Are you going commando, too?
Yeah, I guess, if you want to put it that way.
I just want to say this.
Nice.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Okay, anyway. Okay.
All right, guys. Am I done? All right. We are the longest running gaming podcast on iTunes, and we are also award winning. We officially have an award because we're so just awesome, saw. Let me also give you the phone number if you want to call in. As soon as I figure, this a new thing's freaking me out. Just so you know. Okay.
We got beta stuff going on. We don't know what it is.
We're testing something new, so we're all like, oh, shiny. our phone number, if you want to call in and chat with us, is 347-215-7977. Let me repeat that for you. Make sure you write it down, 347-215-7977, or you can contact us via Skype by that lovely blue Skype button on the episode page. Yes.
Ginger's apparently pissed off that I didn't play the song. So sorry. You'll be okay. All right. What the hell is going on? The internet's down. Sorry.
What?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, don't do that, man. I'm all scared. I'm like, how would I be on Skype if that happened? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think we're just all jumpy because of the topic tonight.
And no,
we don't want anybody master hacking us while we're trying to do our broadcast.
I got something they can hack. I don't know what that meant.
I'm done. I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, there is so much good stuff that went on this week. I was out one day. I feel like I was out a bunch of days. You know what? Suck a fat loot. It's nighttime. Anyway. First, I do have a minor front lines. Those of you who've never listened to our show before, Snow, would you like to tell them what the front lines is? Would you like to
Lines is where we sit up there. We head up the best news, the most updated news, and the fight for women gamers to have the same rights as men and to be recognized just as much as men.
That's right.
So that is the front line, and we are on the front line.
Straight. It's a war.
That's right.
All right, so
power to the women.
Bless just like whatever. Yeah, sit over there. We're driving this hearse. You sit over there and play dead. Okay, so
inconceivable.
We have been talking about this all week, actually, but I have to mention it again. It bears repeating. You guys have heard about the Sony scholarship for girl gamers in real life, what the acronym stands for. We had a winner. They've been doing this 4 years in a row now. Again, we talk about this in the morning, but I have to mention it again.
Yesterday morning.
Yes, we talked about it yesterday morning and the morning before. We're covering it. We're doing it. Okay. So anyway, the young lady that won, whose name just... The internet is down again. The young lady that won, I was going to say Alice Cooper. That is so not her name. I am out of order for saying
Alice
that.
Alice Cooper?
I'm out of order for saying that.
Now, yes. That would be epic if that was true. Just so you know.
Oh, I so epic fail. Why did my page just start loading all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Anyway, so we had a young lady win. I will tell you what she won. I don't have her name, unfortunately, because, yay, the page decided to reload. What they had to do was submit a piece of artwork based on EverQuest 2 and another of their games, and the winner was young lady. I'm sorry, young lady.
Alicia Crawford.
Thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. I knew it was. I got the initials right. But she no more coffee for me. Hallelujah. Okay.
So I'm looking at the one she did. That's good. Yeah. That girl, you got some mad talent, girl.
She does. She earned this $10,000 scholarship. That's going to be applied to her tuition, her room and board, and other education-related expenses. She also gets a paid internship for 10 weeks up at Sony's headquarters in San Diego, California. We are very proud of you. Go out there and make us some good games. Girl, show them how it's done.
Rock it, girl. Rock
it. We're very proud of you. Do good work. We are trying to track her down. I know you guys are like, why do you have her on the show? We have to track them down. Same with our pony corn little girl. It's her bedtime, so we can't have her on the show. We can't have our little pony corn, the world's youngest game developer on just yet till we can make sure we had a good time for her.
Yeah.
Because she's...
And you know, if we ever did have her on the show, we would all just squeal and become girls.
Yes, she's little, world's youngest game developer, 6 years old, so adorable. Anyway, see how I went out in the high register when I did that?
Yeah. But she is so cute. Aww.
Yeah, you stopped that. I went all girly. Just for a second. It was just there a second. Okay. But anyway, you can check out previous winners and talks with people who are actually the head of Girl over at Sony. Wait a minute. About to give you the wrong URL. It is sony.com/girl, and you can get ready for next year's competition if you want to enter. You're female. Please, guys, no putting on the wigs. They said girls, not drag queens. I do love me some drag queens, but this is not for you. Stay out of it. You can go
in. Biological girls. Let's clarify.
Biological or doctor-made girls. Not,
yeah.
We'll include, yeah. So
physiological girls, biological girls.
There you go. There you go. So you can go and check it out. Concept art. They want photo captions. They want beautiful essays. They do need your name, and they need an ID to prove that you are a girl. Yeah, it's bad if they have to do that. But go check it out. They do it every year, 4 years in a row, and these participants, and there's another competition that's going on. Participants do extremely well once they win, go out in the world. I want to say it's the Indie Games Challenge. But, yeah. I'm full of caffeine, and somehow my memory has disappeared.
You are so hyper today, man. I don't even know.
I am right. Just off the chain.
Off the hook.
Are y'all ready for all this jelly? No.
We're not ready. We're not ready.
We're not ready for all this jelly. Wait a minute.
What?
I'm in the chat room being attacked by Blaster. How are you just going to gang up on me?
You just realized he was doing that?
With the company.
Yeah, I mean, you've known me for how many years, and you just realized just this moment that I'm ganging up on you all the time?
You do understand that at some point you're going to be sitting around me and sleeping, and I'm going to stomp on you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
You're not worried? You should be. All right, so we have a variety of topics. We're talking about stuff that happened this week in gaming. And, of course, every week the topic of conversation... Not just on our nighttime show, but our morning is hackers.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to say about hackers.
Well, not just us, but apparently developers. Some developers are actually speaking out, but being very careful about what they say.
They don't want to get hacked.
This is true. Nobody wants to get hacked. The question becomes, and we actually, that was you and I talking the other morning. They said, why hasn't Microsoft been hacked?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. I don't know why Microsoft has not been hacked yet. Probably because they have such a closed system and they don't let anybody have anything to do with it. They'd make you pay for them to go through their system. Do it all their way.
As we said in the other morning, Microsoft does not play. I think they pat me down this morning when I was going in the store. He's like, no.
Was the guy cute? That's all that matters.
They were all cute. I was like, damn, where Microsoft find all these geeky hot boys? Where do you find them? They're just all lined up, all sweaty.
I think it's more like, as Frank Sinatra said, that Microsoft does it their way.
It could be. Before we jump headlong into this, I do want to tell you, if you didn't listen to the morning show, you missed. I was out at the Microsoft Houston store opening, and I just want to say I will be moving into the store after I saw the TV that they have. They have a wall in the store, and the whole wall, all the way around the store, not a wall, but every wall in the store is a TV all the way around, connected. And can you imagine the gaming that was going on in there? I refused to touch a controller because I would still be there right now. They would be asking me to leave. Oh, my God. A wall of TVs. And I could just move down the row and just play games on, you know. I didn't have to switch off anything. I didn't have to move. Oh, it was lovely. It was beautiful. But anyway, so I will give Microsoft a whole lot of credit. We do call them the devil along with EA, but they did some really nice things this morning. They donated $300,000 to one of the larger school districts here in Texas, in Houston, rather. And they also donated $300,000 to a library. They donated money to the YMCA. They were just doing it up this morning. And they gave out Kelly Clarkson tickets. And sorry if you were not listening this morning and you didn't get to me fast enough, you missed out on me giving you mine. And it wasn't just Kelly Clarkson tickets, but a chance to go backstage and meet her. So, sorry.
Yeah, we threatened to come mug you for those, by the way.
I didn't have to get mugged. As soon as I walked in Cheesecake Factory, tickets I want. I was like, okay, take them. Get off me. Give me my cheesecake. Take them.
Do they come with free cheesecake? Because, you know, that'll work.
It was a cute guy, actually, and he got them for his daughter. And they're going to send us a picture of her at the concert. He's 9. He says she's a very big fan, and she's 9. He was disappointed because he couldn't go there himself, but he knew who we were when we came in, and I gave them to him. So happy yay. But he did give me a nice apple crisp milk cheesecake. I don't like cheesecake, so...
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Dude.
There was an incident with some cheesecake back in 99. I don't want to talk about it. That's what I eat it.
And now you know why she can never go into Cheesecake Factories on the east side of Houston.
Yes, she can.
I was in there. I was in the Cheesecake Factory.
I know she can.
Oh, yeah, I surely do. I had some good experiences with Cheesecake Factory. I will not be sharing those on air either. Okay.
I know what they are.
You should. Bad. Okay, so anyway, if you're in Houston, go by and check out the Microsoft store. Oh, that's the other thing I mentioned this morning. If you have an Xbox now, you live in the greater Houston area, that means you people out in Sugar Land and outlying areas, they said now if you don't want to, you don't have to mail off your Xbox anymore if it red rings, or your Windows phone, or your Zune, or whatever it is you have that you bought from. Actually, they don't care if you bought it from them, is what they told me. I heard this from the GM at the store. I didn't hear this from a random person. They don't care if you bought it there or not. If it is a Microsoft product, they will take care of it for you there in the store. Just bring it to them. That's nice.
I want to say one thing before we actually get started with the bulk of the show. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a game lately.
Oh, no.
I just want to say, I've been playing this one game, and after I started playing it, people started telling me they heard bad things about it, and honestly, I don't know why. The game is called Rift. It is an MMO, and I thoroughly enjoy the game. I think I have a cleric that's like level 18 now, and you have all of the aspects of an MMO in there. You have crafting that I enjoy. You have PvP. You can queue up to do PvP scenarios, or you can do world PvP, just like WoW. They have world events going on, like they have rifts happening where invaders attack, and you have to go defend the ward stones, and Everything. I mean, it's just, it's really, there's a lot going on. There's a, it's like, it's, there's a lot of action going on, and it really is fun. You get to have, you choose a basic class like cleric, and then it has like three subclasses that you get three, I guess, talent trees in. I'm serious, y'all. This is a good game. If you guys want to try a new MMO, you can go, you can play Rift. I think they have a way that if you have a friend playing, they can recommend you, and you get like a 7-day free trial. So if any of y'all want to try, let me know. SnowWhite@GamerGirlsRadio.com. Let me know, and I'll get you a 7-day free trial, and it's totally worth it. I didn't even finish the free trial, and I bought the game.
Well, you know what? I was in the beta, and I don't think it's a bad game, but it wasn't anything that I hadn't seen before. I was not impressed to where I wanted to stay in the world.
The reason I was is because of the rifts happening. That was new to me. I hadn't seen, like, just random, oh, my gosh, here's a rift. It's going to open up, and there's going to be all these bad guys coming out. And that was new to me. The story was new to me. I mean, you have two sides, of course. I guess, the quote, the good side and the bad side, depending on whichever side you favor. But in the three talent trees, the three soul trees, that was new to me. I mean, it's really, I think it has some original concepts in there, but of course it's going to have some of the same things every MMO does to attract people. So
I see all that I have seen before, but you know, I'm a game whore, so I play everything.
Girl, I'm a game whore too. I just, that this game, putting it all together in that one package, it just kind of,
well, did you ever play Dark Ages of Camelot?
Girl, yes, I did.
You don't remember that we had the three sides, and you could be this side,
yes,
this side, and this side,
yes,
and the, yeah,
yes,
kind of the same premise.
And I remember that whenever you went into a battleground in DAOC, you ended up with everyone from all the other servers, because eventually we had to do that based on low population on the servers.
Mm. Well, if you guys like, y'all can play Rift with her. I'm playing, I done closed the freaking page. I was going to tell y'all to.
You're playing Wedding Street on Facebook.
No, that's not what I closed that up, thank you. It's Rome Rising, which I am waiting for them to fix something for me. But I'm happy because I get land, and y'all know I love to build shit. So
you do
I'm
love
on.
Build. Yeah.
So I'm over there building. I need to find me an in-game husband. Anybody wants to marry me, that's fine. You do not get privileges.
Because I got all the privileges.
No.
No,
you think you do, but you don't.
No. Okay. All right, so back to our topic at hand, hackers. Now,
we have talked some smack about hackers, and I'm the main one to do it. But let me go ahead and clarify. The people I'm talking about, that I'm talking smack about, are the stupid ones who do stupid crap. And they end up disrupting things in what they think is a good cause, and all they're doing is disrupting everything for everybody else. Taking away someone's ability to play a service that they're paying for, that they've paid good money for, that may be their only source of relaxation based on their lives, that's, you're not proving anything but what a jackass you are.
Now, we're hearing some developers that are coming forward saying some things. Ironically enough, Xbox is coming to Sony's defense. That was a news story that was today. And I love that they're doing that, because we never get credit, but we were the first ones to say we're going to back Sony. They, you know, they made a mistake, but you know, we got your back, you know. But now Microsoft is coming to their defense. Dennis Durkin, who's the CEO and CFO of,
who is not a jerkin.
No, he is not a jerkin. At least not as far as we know. He might be at this moment, but that girl is hot all day, every day. Okay.
I am so glad it is not morning time.
But he's saying that, he says it's very bad for the industry what's happened to Sony. And he says, and keeps saying it's very, very bad. It's damaging. We don't wish that upon anybody. And they said they've been pretty quiet on the subject.
And then he shortly thereafter secretly rubbed his hands again and went, good.
Excellent.
Excellent.
But he says that he didn't want to, he said they've been quiet, but they didn't want to appear that they were looking to take advantage of what had happened to them. So it's not in their DNA. Now, here's the thing that worries me. This whole cloud gaming, everybody's all on the whole cloud thing. And actually, Blaster had got me kind of watching Tosh.0, and they did a skit, ironically, the first time I watched it without him forcing me to. And it was about cloud you know, the cloud services. And what stuck out to me was one of the guys saying, he says, I work for the government, and I love having launch codes to nuclear missiles in my cloud. And then they show another guy, ooh, launch codes. I'm going to put them on Facebook. And I'm like, that is what scares the hell out of me. Is I don't want any data that somebody should not have, you know, up there. There was another part where they said, sure, I want to give all of my personal information as a company to a mega corporation and have them have complete control and access to it. No. How do you guys feel about the cloud thing? Are you guys like, oh, it should be fine? Oh,
no, I think it's a really fucking stupid idea. I mean, really, it really is a stupid idea. You're going to have all this pertinent information just out there.
Just floating.
Well,
whatever.
It depends on the implementation of cloud computing as to whether it would be a good idea or not.
I do not agree. I think it's a crappy idea.
Well, I mean, it depends on what you put out there, right? I mean, if you're going to put out really sensitive information out there, I think that's one thing. I mean, if you're a government and you're stupid enough to hook your system up to some sort of cloud system, computing system, then I think maybe you're kind of stupid. But if now, but I mean, let's say, for instance, for Twitter, okay? Twitter, you know, most of the stuff that people tweet about on Twitter, no, you know, it's not high security stuff. Well, except for unless you're Kevin Butler and you happen to tweet the code to be able to crack Sony's OS. whoever did that, again, you know, Kevin Butler's an actor, right? Whoever's running his account was a complete moron that day.
Moron who is getting unemployment right now.
Right. But I'm just saying that I think that it depends on what you put out there, really, as to whether it's a good idea or bad idea. If it's something that's sensitive, don't put it out on a system that is like that. Don't do that. That's stupid. That's retarded. Don't do that.
Well, not just that, but what I'm seeing a lot of is that people are – not people, but the companies are really pushing it. They're not actually explaining what it is. They just keep saying, oh, you'll be able to access your data from anywhere. Well, I can do that now. That's what GoToMyPC is. You know,
check out the chat room.
Yes, and it will do this in the chat room. Exactly right. It says someone hacks into the cloud of Twitter. They have the email and password of every user in the world. They can get a PayPal account. Yeah, so he's exactly what I
All right. Don't use the same password for every account that you have.
Blastard, not everyone thinks of that though. You're thinking
that's a
like everyone.
Security. There's like a top five.
Blaster, 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 blaster.
Snow.
Calm down. Let me talk. Not everyone thinks of that. Not everyone thinks on the same level as we do, or even close to the same level as we do when it comes to computer security. They don't know better than to have a different password for everything they do. They're like, oh, I have one password. It's really special to me, and no one's ever going to guess it. But they don't understand that if you use the same password for everything, that it's going to end up, if somebody figures it out for one thing, they can figure out other places you visited, break into that, and take what they need to get.
So what we're saying is the securest way to be using the internet is just not to use it. I mean, that's the argument boil it down to some point.
No.
You have to have – well, let me finish the statement. You have to have some – you have to have some basic belief that the user is going to take some minor security, steps to protect themselves. There has to be some sort of idea of that. Otherwise, I mean,
but you see,
where do you stop?
This is where I said, y'all laugh when I say this. I think that you should have to have a license to get on the internet. You need to go down and take a class, just like you go driving, because it's that dangerous in my eyes. I think you need to go down to the DMV and you need to apply for your computer license so that we have made sure when you leave here, you understand if you don't have antivirus on your computer and you go looking at porn sites, you may get a virus. If you don't protect your stuff or have 50 million different passwords, you know, I'm exaggerating, then it's a possibility you may get your data stolen. And don't open attachments. There are people who don't understand this. Keep in mind, and I tell this story often, it is hilarious, but it's also indicative of how not computer savvy the average person is. The lady who told me I poured water in my keyboard and it's not working, and I ran a diagnostic on it, and it says it's fine. And I said, really? There is no such diagnostic. Who do you think you're fooling? And if you poured water in that bitch, then throw it away because it don't work anymore. That's why it's not working. So, but she was really seriously upset with me that her keyboard wasn't working and thinking I could fix her. I am IT. I have no way to fix your keyboard, and I'm here in Houston, and you're in, you know, the backwoods of Decatur, Georgia. She couldn't understand this. So this is what worries me, is that people, they're listening to this and, oh, it's cloud gaming, it's cloud data. They don't understand what the risk that they're taking is. They just don't. And I wish they did, and I wish the companies at least would say, at least before you sign up for this, you know, small business on the corner, Sally's Bakery, if you sign up for this, this is exactly what could go wrong. And after we've told you, after that, it's no longer our responsibility, because you know they're going to try to sue. You already know this.
Well, let me tell you this. I did tech support for Bell South for a bit, okay, well, before I actually got my teaching certification. But so I was doing tech support, and this one person went on the internet, and they already got the package. They were signed up and everything. They just couldn't figure out how to get on it. And it took me about an hour to realize they didn't know how to use the mouse properly. So I had to sit there and teach this person how to use the mouse mm-hmm. over the phone, and the first thing they did was get on the internet. So what I'm saying, I'm not even kidding. They wanted to know how to get on the internet, so I had to tell them how to do that, you know, and I had to teach them how to get to Google, and I tried to talk to them about how to be safe on the internet, but they just weren't hearing it. And that's the type of people I'm talking about. Not everyone thinks so far ahead. They don't think anything of putting in their information at this website that may not be real, or if they get an email that says, just send me your credit card information and we'll put money in your bank account. They're like, oh, cool, and they're just going to send all the information they want. Not everyone thinks that far ahead. Not everyone is that savvy when it comes to technical, when it comes to tech. It's just not feasible. And yes, you should have a basic idea of things before you get on the internet, and one would hope, man, I hope these people do, but they don't. That's the real version of life. That's what really happens, is not everyone knows this stuff before they get on the internet.
I can't tell you how many grandmothers I talked to that said, it was an email. It looked like it came from my granddaughter. It said her name in the mm-hmm. subject line. Okay, do you know your granddaughter's email address? Well, yeah, but that's not it. But it is her name, and she sent me a picture. So I clicked to open it, and it was a virus. Okay. Oh, you want to strangle them, but there's nobody that's stepping up to take the time. I'm serious about this license business. I wish they would do it. I want to see them make sure, because I know a lot of IT people are irritated, pissed off at the calls they get during the day over stupid small things. That if mm-hmm. they just had them, same way as they have a driver's book, this is a basic computer book. You read through, you know, it tells you what all, this is the difference between hardware, software. This is, you know, this is how you get a virus. This is antivirus. These are free. This is paid. This is what, you know, this is. Just basic stuff that you should know, and said, okay, you've passed this test. Now go out into the world, and now you know what to do. As opposed to, anybody can go out and buy a computer and just, they end up getting in trouble, and then they want to sue, or they're angry. They're throwing stuff at people. I've seen people do this in Micro Center. They're throwing stuff at the person behind the counter. My computer doesn't work anymore. Blam! And they throw their, you know, stuff on the counter, but it's not the person's fault. It's because they just didn't understand how the internet works, how their computer works, nothing. Mm-hmm. And we live in a society now that is 90% run by computers. People should know how to use this information, but they don't, and that's why we get hackers in. Actually, in the chat room, Do This is saying how someone, and I haven't scrolled back, so I'm going to give them a loose gist, but somebody called a company and said, I'm the CEO. Give me this information. And nobody checked to see who it was. And I've seen that happen as well. Nobody.
But that's called social engineering, and that actually worked before the internet was born even. So what you're talking about, I mean, that's just basic deception. It's basic deception getting people to believe you. I mean, let's go back to the main issue is, here's what I'm saying, is that the average user, you can't protect every average user, okay? People are going to get hacked. The average user is going to get hacked at some point. Really, what corporations need to do is protect their crap a little bit better. They have the resources and the manpower to be able to secure their systems a lot better. You know what really happened to Sony? Do you know what really happened to Sony, how they got hacked?
Yeah.
It was very simple. They did not update their Apache. They were using an old version of Apache that had a loophole in it where it was susceptible to a man-in-the-middle attack, and that's what happened. That's all that happened. And so somebody just sat there and listened for admin passwords until they got an admin password, logged in the server, and downloaded everybody's information. That's how it happened.
But see, Blasha, let me point this out to you. The average user that we're talking about that's at home doing this, they do it at work. They don't understand what they're doing at work either. We have
right, but
people
the IT
that are,
departments are supposed to. They're paid to understand these things.
No.
If they don't understand these things, that's a failure of the company to hire competent IT people.
What
that's
we have here is a failure to communicate.
Hey.
That's exactly
I had to break up the tension. Y'all were getting kind of hyped up.
No. I'm agreeing with him, but I'm also pointing out you do have people that get hired for administrative. I have, and she's a dear friend. I'm not going to say her name on the air. She's on my Facebook. She is, you know, the gorgeous blonde. You could put a BlackBerry in her hand, and she could plan out, you know, a party for the world. But if I asked her to do something a little bit more deeply technical, go in and change your password to your Twitter or your Facebook and then upload this, she doesn't know how. And it's not to say she's not a competent woman. She's passed every, you know, thing that they gave her to get into this company, but she works for a very high-profile company, has a lot of access to data, and it would not even occur to her if somebody called in or even emailed her and said, give me this information, to not give it to them or to check it out and say, let me make sure. So it's not that we have a bunch
Everybody knows you never go
home. Exactly. But and you listen to her talk, smart, beautiful woman. We just live in a world where people, there's a gap. It's not even a generation gap. It's a technological gap, where they just don't know what to do. They're not taught. This is not something that's taught when they come into the company. Our company policy is if anybody calls asking for information, you need to verify who they are. If they email you, you need to verify the email came from this person. You know, picked up the phone and call them. Did you send me an email needing the password to the such and such server? Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Okay, well, then that's when they need to be calling IT. I mean, IT, they can't do everything, unfortunately. I know some of them think they can, but they can't watch everything all the time.
Well, I have to say this, though. Some companies, it's really a risk versus reward discussion, too, because you know, I pointed out Sony's what happened to Sony at my company. I found a defect with something. And I pointed out that, you know, there was something kind of not the same thing, but somewhat similar was going on with one of our products. And I'm like, you know, we need to fix this. And they're like, you know, well, that's an internal, you know, internally it would be susceptible, not externally. I'm like, well, that's fine and dandy. But what happens if one day that occurs, you know? And they're like, well, you know, I'm worried, you know, like they're like, well, I'm more worried about the guy that tapes all of his passwords to the bottom of his keyboard than I am about that. You know, so they don't want to fix that.
Wait.
They feel
what?
That. More likely, they feel it's more likely that somebody's not going to take the time and effort to actually set up an attack like that and get the information, that they're just going to walk around to their colleagues' keyboards and flip them up until they find one that has an admin password written on the underside of it.
He's people like, actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they do. That happens all the time. You'd be really surprised. In fact, that's the first thing our company has a yearly security meeting. It's the first thing they tell you not to do. They said there's two things that they give you. Well, I mean, so companies do this every year. We have a security audit every year.
You do.
Well, I mean, every company should do that. Every company
should.
Okay, so that's not really, again, that's not like, you know, that's the kind of things I'm worried about. I'm not worried about, you know, I'm sorry, my grandma's Gmail got hacked yesterday. I'm not as worried about that, okay? I'm sorry, Grandma, your Gmail got hacked. And oh, I'm sorry, Grandma, but, oh, you know, you kept your passwords in there. And
well, no, here's where my concern is. I'm always looking at, there's a chain, what I call them, the Lemony Snicket of events. It could be that Grandma's Gmail got hacked, but you were at Grandma's house yesterday working. And she didn't realize that she didn't, you know, she didn't log out of your stuff. I mean, there's any number of things that could go wrong,
well,
but Grandma doesn't know to look.
That there's timeouts are built in. Timeouts, web timeouts, you know how you get really ticked
off. But
everybody
doesn't do it.
And it times out. No, I mean, almost every public-facing site has a web timeout. It's a session that is only open for so long, okay? And when that session door closes, you can't get back in the same way again.
But, Lester, the thing is you work at a fantastic company that is very much about security. I'm going to put it on the other end here. I worked at a litigation support company where it was very important that they should keep data private, and they did not. Anybody could hack their website. Anybody could walk in there. Hell, one of the IT guys, as a joke, and this it actually caused a change in company policy because nobody would lock their computer. You should lock your computer when you go to lunch. Everybody knows that. That works in corporate world, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. We were not doing this, and I came back and started clicking on my desktop, and none of my icons are working. Now I'm a tech girl, so I figured out what was wrong is that he had did a print screen of my thing and hid all my stuff in one folder, so it looked like my desktop. But it was my desktop was a print screen. None of my icons were actually there. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? My computer's not working. It took me a minute. I was like, I see what you did. But he did it to everybody, and he says, you guys are supposed to have your computers locked. Now, if I had been anybody else, and he said I could have walked in here and I could see all the attorney's data, I could get information on cases. Hell, another attorney can see information on somebody else's case, and their stuff was not secure. But you know, before I left there, they were starting to, but they were already years behind, you know, doing anything. So not everybody is constantly in a state of I need to watch, or we need to make sure we're updated. They just don't. I mean, this thing with Sony is probably putting a lot of people on edge. we have a bunch of people that are on the line that want to talk. I'm getting hit with Twitter and all kind of stuff. Snow, do you want to grab some of these people?
Huh? Me?
Yeah, you. We got some people on the line that want
to. All right. Hold on. Bring them in. You going to talk, right? You know I don't like talking. You talk. Ready?
Yes. Go ahead. Do it. PSP Heaven, are you there? You're on live on Gamer Girls Radio. We're in. I think you muted him, girl.
No, I didn't. Did I?
I don't know.
No. He should be live. Okay, he should be good.
Are you there? Can you hear us?
Hello?
All right. Well, we're going to meet you again. For some reason, you're not coming in. Anybody else that's listening, feel free to go ahead and call in. We haven't given out the number.
Yeah, I did. I'll give it out again, though. Listen up.
Deathfist is saying that he's PSP Heaven.
For some reason.
He can't talk.
Let me try it again. PSP Heaven, are you there? Hello. No, he's not. You're not coming through for us. And we apologize, guys. We are on our new beta switchboard, so it might not be you. It might be us. But
hello, gorgeous mystery lady.
Yeah.
And by the way, they told us to use this, so this wasn't like us wanted, okay? They told us to use this.
Yeah, we have no choice.
Yeah, let me give you the call-in number. Again, I did, by the way, I said it twice in the beginning of the show, but let me go ahead and say it again. Call-in number is 347-215-7977, or you could hit that Skype button on the episode page, and it should connect you directly to us. Hello?
Oh, I'm all muted. I'm all muted and stuff.
Oh,
no, I'm listening. I'm just listening away.
I'm all muted and talking.
I was like, where'd everybody go?
We are okay. Let me see if they actually made a comment on Twitter. I can read. No, nothing I can use. Nothing I can say on it. If you're listening and you're Twittering us or you're trying to call in, we do have everything open. You can hit us up on Facebook. We are very interactive.
We'll run wide open in this show.
That's right. We watch everything, so feel free. Wait a minute. Do I have Facebook open? I don't think I have it open actually. Now that I
We're not wide open yet. Take your Facebook.
We are going to be in a minute. I do want to say real quick that hackers may serve a purpose. You know, when they're, I guess I don't know how to put this, but if they may serve a purpose in figuring out problems and testing security systems and such like that. But it's the ones who are malicious, who are just out to cause problems. That's all they want to do. Those are the ones that really, really, really make things bad for everybody else. They're the ones you really have to worry about, the ones that create viruses, that make Trojans, that make all these worms and this nasty crap that you get on your computer when you're just surfing around. Those are the ones that give everybody else a bad name. Those are the ones that I really just want to, like, take their heads and just, like, smash them into
but
walls.
What's interesting about those types of viruses in general and things like that is that you get those because people don't always update all their software completely. And that's exactly what happened to Sony. One of the other security measures you can do is, I know you hate it, but every time that little shield pops up on if you're using, you know, Windows, every time that little shield pops up, you need to go ahead and download and install that update, because a lot of times if you keep all your software up to date, they close these security loopholes as they find them and they update them. If you don't do that, you're going to be open and you're going to be receiving that, you know, all any virus that, you know, out there. And
speaking
you can protect yourself.
Look, there's no little shield anymore. It depends on which version of Windows you're using. So I have one on my laptop now that's on Vista, and I'm about to update right now while I'm talking.
Yeah,
it
while
just
you're
popped
done.
Up. It just popped not while not on this PC. But, yeah, so you're right. Now, the thing that Snow is saying, and we also have a guy in the room who is going ahead and saying he's a hacker, but he's not a malicious hacker. I am not against people, like we had when this all started, there was, it might have been right before the hackers started kicking in, right, when GeoHots was starting to get in trouble, there was a hacker group that did find something wrong, and they went to the company and said, look, we were messing around, and this is what we found, we're helping you out. I am not opposed to that at all.
Right.
I am not opposed to, even if you are a hacker and you're trying to do some good in some weird roundabout way, I am not against the Robin Hood syndrome, but this latest group are seeing themselves as Robin Hood. They're even putting out statements. They're laughing. They hacked PBS. That pissed me off.
Why are you going to hack PBS? I mean, what purpose does hacking the public broadcast system, what purpose does that serve other than to annoy people? That's meant for the public to broadcast stuff like Reading Rainbow. I love that show. Stop hacking them.
Okay, we got to do this on the line. Well, I'm assuming this first one is him. Okay, yeah, that's him. The first one is him. Hello. Let me go ahead and make sure I label you so we can make sure we don't pick up the wrong
number. Hello. Who's there?
Okay, go ahead. Snow, you want to try to grab him?
Yeah, hold on. Ready? Right. Here we go. Hello? This is Gamer Girls Radio. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. It's an interesting show you guys have here. Actually, quite a bit more insightful than I expected when I was first just flipping through.
Oh, well, thank you.
He's not complimenting you two. Don't worry.
Oh, please.
Suck up that loot. Anyway, so you were saying, are we allowed to say this? We don't want to get you in trouble. You say you're what kind of hacker? Look, I'm going to tell him. You're a hacker, right? Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm an ethical hacker, and I don't go into screwing with, online systems, stuff like that. Right now I'm focusing with wireless security, and what bothers me about the wireless security, especially in my area, is that I've been doing war driving, and there's a few different definitions for this. The type of war driving I do is I go around with a GPS and my PC, and it'll pick up all these wireless access points and tell me the level of security. And I'm trying to get an idea of how secure the networks are out here. And sadly, I'd say about 80% of everyone in my local area has little to no security. And it really worries me that something is going to happen to these people if somebody with the right knowledge and tools comes by to exploit that.
Very true. I notice that every time I'm on my home network, I got at least 20 people around me.
And just turning off broadcasting is not enough. MAC address filters aren't even anymore.
Go ahead.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Even MAC address filtering doesn't work. There's a tool that, I won't mention it just for the sake of people
don't.
That might want to try that.
Please don't. We'll get in trouble.
But it'll basically generate a list of MAC addresses, and it can run through 1,000 per minute or 1,000 every 2 minutes. So within, 15 minutes, they could still get on your network with MAC filtering. So that's really not enough. You need WPA2. You need a password that's not in the dictionary, letters, numbers, uppercase, lowercase, to make sure that it is really secure.
And see, people, that's from the horse's mouth. Now, let me ask you this. How do you feel about Lulz and Anonymous and what they're doing?
I absolutely hate them.
Yay! Okay, I'm sorry.
I cannot stand that group. Either of them, actually. There's two things. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm assuming you're a part of the hacker community. Is there anybody that's, cheering them on saying go, go, go?
Sadly, there's a lot of them. And there's actually a guy, even on Blog Talk Radio, he goes by the name of Ghost. And he's been getting people trolling the crap out of him, just calling in constantly, messing with this guy because they don't like him. And it's getting to the point where they're trying to figure out where he lives to try and threaten him, send him, ordering a bunch of pizzas, sending it to his house, trying to get him to pay for it. And they're just harassing the guy because they don't like his point of view. And that's by Anonymous.
Wow.
That's very typical Anonymous behavior, by the way, is ordering a lot of pizzas for people.
I'll pay for them. Send them to my house. I like pizzas.
No, you don't understand by a lot of pizzas. I mean a lot of pizzas, Corey.
I got a deep freezer and a credit card. Send them on over.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's groups like that that do intentionally malicious acts that give all hackers a bad name. Yeah, and that's just,
exactly.
Just not cool.
And that's one of the biggest things I hate about them. And a lot of them are script kiddies. And for the listeners that don't know what that is, it's basically a user that knows just enough about what they're doing to go and download a malicious tool and use that for their own malicious purposes. They really don't hack anything. They download a tool and say, here's the site I want to attack, and then they get 100 of their friends, say, to attack the same thing, and that's how Anonymous brought down sites like PayPal.
Oh, see, but I don't understand the point behind doing it, other than, I just don't get the point. I don't understand what's the reason for it. Can I do this? We got Twitch on hold because we have another call on the line. Thank you for calling in. Please stay in the room, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be here for the remainder of the show.
Oh, thank you, Brent. Thank
awesome.
You so much
for calling
in. Thanks.
Yeah, awesome show. Thanks,
not
man.
Not a problem. You're welcome.
So who else do we got on here? Grab them, Snow.
Yes, ma'am. I'm all on.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Hi, this is Gamer Girls Radio. What's up? How can we help you?
How we doing?
Good. 443, yes? Hi.
Yeah, how are we doing? So this is Antifreak from over on Twitter. I'd like to keep my name out of it.
Yeah.
Like the last guy that called in, I'm a certified ethical hacker and a cyber warfare engineer for the government. And there are a couple aspects of things that I would like to help clear up.
Sure.
Especially about the hacking side. A lot of people have a misconception about hacking that it's all cut and dry, black and white. And that's completely untrue. It's kind of like cooking. The end result is what determines whether it's good or bad.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of issues with, as the last viewer said, the script kiddies and the packet monkeys. And a lot of these guys, like Wolves, are making these tools and putting them out there just so these kids can get a hold of them. They're intentionally building it, and they're putting subroutines in these things to give them access to those computers, which makes it exponentially easier for them to do massive attacks on government networks, really without lifting a finger. And it's all because of the curiosity that is uncontrolled by the next generation of computer users.
Yep.
Agreed.
Well, sites like Waraz and things like that, I mean, all of the free stuff that you're downloading for yourself, a lot of times contain malware and backdoors for hackers to be able to get into your computer, use your computer as a slave in a denial of service attack or other attacks like that.
So. It's really frustrating.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What? And all you pirates out there, I mean, you're doing this to yourselves. Whenever you download software and you complain about getting a virus, that's because you went out there and tried to get something you're supposed to pay for. And that's what happened.
Absolutely. Now, there are a couple countries in the world, Switzerland is one of them, that actually has a pirate party where they really believe in free art. It does make sense about free art. I mean, you put something online and you put it out in a free domain, at what point does it become public domain and not your own personal property?
That's a very good question.
Like, look at the Mona Lisa. Anybody can print off a picture of the Mona Lisa, and even though it's the most famous painting known to man right now, I mean, everyone knows the Mona Lisa, what happens when you download it? You can save
that's
it.
What does happen? Yeah, I mean, what does happen
absolutely
at that point? You're right. I mean, when does it become free? Domain. When does it become that? That's the question.
Yeah. Look at Bach. Look at Mozart. All these classical artists that everyone's music is based off of. I mean, all they're doing is writing words and using the same structures that these great artists put out there, and it's all free domain. But now, if you put something out there, it's not free domain. You're just paying for the right to use it, and not the actual content itself. So,
right.
Do these artists actually have a right to? Once you put something out there, to claim that it's their own. And
right.
The same thing goes with coding. I mean, look at the GPU licenses for public domain. It's all the most. That's one of the biggest issues with the Black Hat community is how fast it operates. I'm active in the underground in D.C., and I love it because if something comes out on the other side of the world, within 12 hours it'll be here.
Amazing.
I did one of my internships during undergrad 2 years ago at one of the agencies, and we had the cybersecurity engineering department and the cyber warfare department on the same floor, attack and defense. Do you think they ever talk to each other? Nope.
Probably not.
And then compare that to the different agencies. Do you think the different agencies talk to each other?
No, we already see that they don't.
Yeah,
we see that they don't.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
why
not.
We have so much dissension because they simply don't. Now, the amazing thing was this morning I did see what I thought I'd never see, which was Apple employees inside the Microsoft store with cameras, and Microsoft let them in with cameras and taking pictures and doing video. So I thought that was pretty amazing.
But with people not communicating, it's just that they don't want anyone else playing in their sandbox. They're very possessive.
Yeah.
They're very much like, oh, no, this is mine. You can't have this. Like spoiled children. You know. But if they would just share every now and then, things would be a whole hell of a lot easier.
Sort of like cloud
computing.
It also
comes down to due process, though. If you share content, then who has rightful ownership of that content?
Well, that's the thing. There shouldn't be any issue with sharing content if it's for the betterment of everybody else. That's what I'm That's my mindset on it. But everyone is so worried about getting theirs. They're so worried about, well, this is mine and you can't have it. That they
it
don't
comes
share,
down to the so bottom line of money.
Exactly. That's my whole point pretty much every time I talk about business is it always comes down to money.
Now,
it always comes down
another
to corporate America's bottom line.
Absolutely. Very much so. Now, we got another caller, so we're going to go ahead and kick you off here. Thank you so much for calling in. We are
thanks for calling, dude.
No problem.
Bye.
Love you guys.
All right, I'm bringing on the next one. Hold on.
Area code 909.
Hello
area
there.
Code
how are you doing?
Well, hi.
Hi.
This is Gamer Girls
Listen,
Radio.
I know it is. It's nice to talk to you guys. I haven't spoken to you in quite some time. You're
uh-oh.
Not going to believe me, but we're speaking about hacking, right? And I'm the head of Anonymous. And at the end of the day, let me be very clear about something, right? The only way that, you know, when it comes to technology, that things are ever going to be pushed forward is if we actually try to assert the systems that try to lock us out. If you talk about something like open source, where they're willing to come up with a new type of business model that slows or changes the way that technology is utilized and business is utilized, then at that point, Ginger, you're funny. At that point, you know, absolutely, you know, we're going to be dealing with something that is allowing hacking to have a place in the world, right? But using an old methodology, an old business model system is not going to work anymore, especially because of the way that technology monitors us. People don't want to be monitored anymore. If the internet, if technology is truly supposed to deliver freedom, then that's what it will deliver. And ultimately, the more people that learn, the more people will do it, the more people will learn how to, you know, get behind our movement and do things like that.
Well, not,
when
not
it comes
the,
to some...
What? Just a second. I'm going to interrupt you for just a second. I understand what you're saying. And most of
okay.
us here can agree we don't like being monitored. I don't like
right.
when I'm looking at my
right.
Gmail and, you know, there's keywords that I'm typing to somebody that's supposed to be private that are showing up as ads at the top. So we're all aware of that. What our issue is, and I don't know if you are the head of Anonymous. I don't know if they're listening. It doesn't matter. I'm hoping that they are. My issue is with I also have a right as a person who purchased whatever it is I purchased to be able to use it without interruption because you are taking out your frustrations on a company.
So it's not
well,
it's
see,
not just
that,
it's not just that you're
understood.
Taking out your frustration on the company. It's that you're also denying consumers who are paying hard-earned money to play these things to utilize the service. You're denying them the right to do that. And to me, you can't punish hundreds, millions of innocent people just to punt or just to get to one guilty party. I mean, that just it
well,
just doesn't.
You know, and you're absolutely right. Well, yeah, Anonymous does, you know, death. They do openly announce that they have no leader, and there is no, you know, like we say, we're a hydra, right? You cut off one head and there's another, but there is a core
right.
central of strategic thinkers that basically knows exactly what we're doing. We're a military movement. When it really comes down to it. And at the end of the day, you're absolutely right. There is definitely fallout when it comes to, you know, companies being hacked, when it comes to the end user. But what I ask you guys to consider is that that is temporary and that at the end of the day, you know, you might not be able to use the service for a day. You might not be able to use it for maybe a couple days or something as they reshape and they fix everything. But on the same note, you know, the statement that we're making is a much, much more bigger thing. Now, it really kind of depends on what you're talking about, too. If you're talking about LulzSec, I mean, we don't agree with a lot of the things that they've done, mostly because, I mean, you know, like the hacking Sony, like, you know, a lot of the Anonymous crew didn't think of that. Like, they didn't agree with it. And so, you know, just consider at the end of the day that, you know, there is going to be a little bit of fallout there. But, you know, the statement is more important at this point.
Let me say this.
Well,
because
to
I'm
you,
not,
it's more important.
Wait,
maybe
wait,
not.
Wait. Here's how I think. I'm good at analogy. So let me explain it to you this way. If I came
okay.
to your house and said, you know what, I'm going to close off your airway for a couple of minutes. Now the end result is going to be you're going to have this great head rush. You're going to get all this serotonin. You're going to have great ideas, but you're not going to be able to breathe for a couple of minutes. You're okay with that, right? This is essentially what
yeah,
we feel like we're doing.
But I'm a total fan of asphyxiation sex. So
yeah.
for me, that's like
yeah,
really,
yeah,
really
yeah,
hot.
We're all kinky here, but you understand what I'm saying. So
I know Corey is. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Hey.
I'm surprised he doesn't know I am. Has he been listening to the show?
Apparently not.
I know who both of you are. I've known who you guys are for a long, long time.
Well, thank you. We hope that's a good thing. But my thing is, you know, if I come in and say I'm going to keep you from breathing, yeah, it sounds great. The end result is I'm going to feel great after you do it, but you're still, as a user, my PlayStation, my Xbox, whatever it is I'm using, I don't want you to come and attack me. If you feel like Sony's doing something to me that I need to know about, I would prefer that, yes, put them on blast, but don't attack the system. Don't take it
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you know,
let
and
us,
I
no.
a lot
let,
of us disagree with
listen,
the Sony
me,
hack.
Yeah, let me make the choice myself if I want to say, you know what, I didn't know they were doing that. I'm out of here. But don't take the choice away from me. That's where I think most people are pissed off. You
right.
take the choice away from us.
You know, and that's a very fair argument. My question to you is what about those situations where the people don't know? Because companies are not always open about their flaws. They're not always open.
We're supposed to do is make us aware of the flaws, not come in and take the whole system down and say, well, we did it for your own good. You know, I'm a grown-ass woman. I don't need my mom over here telling me what to do either, just like I don't need some anonymous person.
Well, I happen to know your mother, too, and she seems to disagree.
Oh, whatever, dude. All we're saying is a few people making decisions for the whole is not going to work because not everyone is going to agree with what you're doing, and not everyone is going to feel the same way. So for this one small demographic, and I don't care how big you think you are, compared to the world's population, you are still a small demographic. For this one small demographic.
Yeah, we're only about 20,000.
Yeah, so for this one small demographic to sit there and try to make decisions for millions of people and try to cut off their service and say, well, we're doing it for your own good, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to work. That is not the way to do things. All you're going to do is piss off a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, I got parents is what I'm saying.
Let me
make a decision myself. All right, we hate to cut you off because we have a fantastic.
No, it's been a pleasure talking to you again.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in. You have a nice voice, by the way, just so you know.
I'm flirting with the guest.
I can't. He had a nice voice. What?
He does have a nice voice. Anyway.
He does.
I just have this. I don't think that was really the head of Anonymous.
It might not have been, but still, he was trying to defend them.
Head of Anonymous.
Calm down. He was trying to defend them and trying to give their point of view. And even if it wasn't the head, it doesn't matter. It was still an interesting conversation. Points were made on both sides.
But here's the thing. My whole point was this, and this is my point, is that it's important, like you said, Snow, it's a small demographic. It's important to you. It's not to me. And, you know, I really get tired, sick and tired. If somebody were to hack Steam tomorrow and Steam be down
for a couple weeks,
I'm just saying, if somebody were to do that and that happened, I would dedicate the rest of my life to hunting them down and and basically blood eagle them.
And
if you don't know what a blood eagle is, go look up on Google what it is, because I will do that to you. I seriously will. That's a Viking tradition. I will blood eagle you.
And he is a Viking.
That's right. I will blood eagle your ass. No, I'm serious. It's important to you, but see, your petty concerns are not important to me or the group as a whole. And when anybody stands up and says, I speak for the group as a whole, you better damn well make sure you speak for the group.
And you know what?
20,000 or whatever BS number that he threw out there that Anonymous is, which nobody knows how big Anonymous is, because as soon as you say you're anonymous, right? Or as soon as that's it. So nobody knows how big the numbers really are. But whatever demographic you say you represent, when you actually represent that, that's you better make sure you do before you stand up and say, I represent you.
Okay, we got some. I love Beta. Don't y'all love Beta? Okay, our board is telling us we got 4 minutes and then we got 2 minutes. We don't really know, so. Well, you know what? I forgot. We can spill over. We're good.
All right. I wanted to comment on that too. No one speaks for the whole. I don't care what group you're talking about. It doesn't matter if you only have a group of four people. One person saying, "Well, I speak for all of us." No, you don't. You don't speak for everybody because every single one of those four people are going to have a different opinion. So even if someone comes forward and says, I speak for the whole of Anonymous, no, you don't, because there are going to be people in that. The larger the group, the more likely there are to have rogues in that group. And to say that I speak for everyone, bullshit. No, you don't. There are going to be people in there who differ with what you're saying, and they're really only in it for the lulls, the laughter. They're only in it for the thrill of the hack. That's it.
I did not tell him we were good, but he's
whatever.
We were. All right, guys, it's that time. We got to get out of here. We're going to go. What are we doing tonight? What are we doing?
I don't know.
I don't either. What were you planning on doing tonight, Corey? The night is yours.
I think I'm going to run naked in the streets because it's freaking hot in Texas.
I think I might go play Rift a bit, actually.
Just rub it in. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will be here bright and early tomorrow, a little toned down because it's news. We have to do the news.
And I'll be here tomorrow morning again. Hopefully I won't drop any curse words.
Yeah, like they did this morning. I know about what happened. Ginger and Snow, we will be talking after the show. Thank you. Have it. You guys remember, if you love us, favorite us. And if you don't love us, favorite us. As Blaster says, it'll teach us a lesson. Can you turn it down?
Right.
You're making me talk
really loud.
Oh,
You are making
a thing.
Remember, you can find us at GamingNations.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, Twitter, Facebook. Find us, Second Life, Fallen Earth, wherever it is. Find us. Stay with us. We love you.
Wherever gamers are, that's where we'll be.
That's right. Peace out, guys. We love you.
Bye.
Don't hack us.
Don't hack us. Don't hack us.
Bitches.